Titanic clash brewing between Trump and DeSantis after midterm results, predicts Brexit's Nigel Farage. By Kurt Zindelka on November 9, 2022. Brexit leader Nigel Farage predicted that a Titanic clash is brewing between Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the two leading contenders for the Republican nomination for president in 2024. Speaking from the midterm battleground state of Arizona on Wednesday morning, Nigel Farage said that while Republican gains in Congress will limit President Biden's ability to govern, the failure of a so-called red wave to materialize will likely elevate Ron DeSantis in the eyes of conservative voters, as it will not provide the huge springboard Donald Trump had hoped for before his expected announcement of his intention to run for president again. The veteran political campaigner turned GB News host said that discussions within the Republican Party as to whether they should pick Trump or DeSantis is going to reach fever pitch, in my opinion, over the next few weeks, and I say that as a friend of Donald Trump. While the red wave apparently failed to materialize, Governor DeSantis swept to a stunning victory, defeating his Democrat challenger, former Governor Charlie Crist, by nearly 20%. Up from a 0.4% victory in the 2018 contest that saw him become governor of Florida. In a speech from Tampa, DeSantis said that Florida has rewritten the political map after making dramatic gains in former Democrat strongholds such as Miami-Dade County. Mr. Farage said that in light of the large margin for victory for the Florida governor, the numbers supporting the DeSantis will be much higher than it was before. So there could be a really titanic clash here between two alpha males. Though the Brexiteer said that he believes if the contest were held now, Trump has the advantage as he had the overwhelming support of the Republican base, Farage said that DeSantis is now a serious challenger to that position, given his proven ability to convince voters outside of the party's base. There has already been some brewing tensions between the two potential presidential contenders, with Trump openly mocking the Florida governor at a rally in Pennsylvania over the weekend, dubbing him Ronda Sanctimonious. However, despite the nickname, Mr. Trump did reveal that as a Florida resident, he voted for DeSantis on Tuesday. For Trump, the evening was a mixed bag in terms of endorsements. While MAGA candidates such as Eric Schmidt in Missouri, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Katie Britt in Alabama, Ted Budd in North Carolina prevailed, other key candidates fell to the Democrats such as gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano and Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania. Several key races remain undecided at the time of this reporting, however, including the Arizona governor and Senate races for Carrie Lake and Blake Masters, respectively, who are considered some of the most closely aligned candidates to the former president. Mr. Farage said, "I just think that if Carrie Lake wins, then the Trump train is still on, but if Carrie Lake doesn't win, he's going to have some slight second thought. I still think he will run, but he will face a tough challenge from DeSantis." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.